You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo, woo, woo. I just thought of something, John.
Yes.
I don't think you and I have ever done a show together, just the two of us. I don't think
that can't be possible.
I think it is. I don't think that, because when Mason's gone and you come over here, I know I've never sat over there and done it with you. And
yeah, maybe.
And maybe. You filled in for me occasionally. I filled in for you occasionally. But I don't,
we've never crossed streams, as they say in the Ghostbusters movies.
Nor do I think we've ever just had a two-man crosstalk with just the two of us.
Where's Sliwa?
He has an appointment. He had to tap out.
That's right. Yeah, the doctor's.
That's right.
Was he on the show today?
Yes.
I thought I heard him.
Yeah, no, he left 5 minutes before you walked in.
He was here. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Just so that's why. Skip that on the dump and cross.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
Anything that you've ever wanted to discuss with just me, John, that we should get on the table?
Well, you
right
and I
now?
Are very similar. That's the thing. Like, of all the people here, somebody asked me once if you had to live with somebody at 710, I picked you because I think you and I have exactly the same kind of disciplines. Like,
yes.
Get up in the morning. I'll get up early for only a couple of things. You know what? And golf.
Yeah.
That's it. And
those are important.
Right. At home, there's not a whole lot I want to do. I you know.
And if Mean Girls pops up on the TV, we're gonna watch it.
Absolutely.
We're gonna watch it for sure.
We also actually
A show hosted by Travis and I would be the same opinion.
It's redundant. Yeah. I think it's redundant. Yes. What were we saying, Em?
We're 2 weeks away from the new Lindsay Lohan movie, The Irish Wish.
All right. Now, I did not watch the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie, but I heard it was not terrible. Did you watch it?
I did. It's okay.
Okay.
It wasn't a terrible movie, but it's not. It didn't deliver what I was hoping it would deliver.
I did watch The Canyons. Have any of you watched that?
I've seen the important parts.
Okay. The Canyons might be. First of all, it's bordering. It's not
very explicit.
It's not NC-17, but it's past that. But it's not X.
Right.
So it's somewhere in between NC-7. It's like she said, "I'm going to get out of this." What's the movie? Was it Parent Trap? M that she was in as a little kid.
Yeah, the very first one. Yeah.
I'm going to get as far away from the Parent Trap thing.
Yes, it's very opposite of the Parent Trap.
And I am basically going to have a movie that's rated X. It's terrible.
It is.
But you can't take your eyes off it. It's that. Matter of fact,
her male lead is an actual porn actor.
A very big one. Yeah, a guy named James Dean is his porn name.
Big as in famous?
Yes. As in works a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, as has been in many, many, many
well-known
adult films.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you watch it and you're going, why would Lindsay agree to do this? And it's because she had no rebrand. Yeah, she had no better options and she was just trying to do it. It's terrible.
The Lilo Christmas movie was like a Hallmark. I know it wasn't a Hallmark movie, but it was a Hallmark movie. So you may like it. I know you like those.
Yes.
It's she's a rich person that bumps her head and runs into a ski bum. They fall in love and then she remembers she's rich and she doesn't know whether staying with the ski bum is the right thing to do.
Let me guess, because I've seen every Hallmark movie ever. She originally decides, no, not a good idea. And then by the end of the movie, all
did
live
you write
happily
it?
Ever after.
Did you write it?
No,
I
could,
must have been. Hey, Mace.
I could write any Hallmark
Anybody
movie.
Anybody could write a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, well, they're
like color paint by numbers.
By the way,
right?
Hallmark movies are always derivative. In other words, like when Lisa and I walk in and we'll turn on Hallmark and she'll go, combination of When Harry Met Sally and You've Got Mail, right? You know, right there. Combination of The Holiday and Scrooged. You know, it's like
I'd watch that. By the way, that sounds pretty good. We were just talking that. Yeah, you've been here 25 years now.
20.
Yeah, we were Mason and I were together 10 years at the other place, and then we came over.
Okay,
here.
So actually,
in 2004. I think.
Yep, 2004.
March 1st was my first day here 9 years ago.
9 years.
9 years ago.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
How long were you in Texas? Not that long, right?
two football seasons.
All right, so 2 years?
A little less than. I got there right at the start of a football season and then went right through the end of the following football season.
And I'm assuming the Texans were terrible the whole time you were there?
They made the playoffs one of the times I was there.
Oh, did you?
They did. They were okay. He and I have never done a show together. We've never done a solo crosstalk together.
You want me to leave?
No.
Wow. We were having a personal moment?
No. We were breaking down Lindsay Lohan.
It probably wouldn't be very good because we share very many of the same opinions. So
wait a minute. He wants to slow baseball down again.
He wants to trade
LeBron.
Travis is literally the only person not playing in the major leagues who thinks the pitch clock is a bad idea.
I wanted to add like 3 seconds.
Yeah, no.
3 seconds. Just add a little.
Just a little bit more.
As Mason would say, go pound sand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're actually going the opposite direction. You saw that they're dropping it.
What are they?
So it was 15 and 20.
Yep.
Now it's 15 and 18.
Nice.
So they're going even faster.
I like that. Let's move.
Yeah. Very rarely do rule changes hit as big as baseball's rule changes did. Everything they did was good.
It was fantastic. Really improved the game.
The ghost runner is good. The pitch clock is good.
The shift, getting rid of the shift is good.
I'm okay with the universal designated hitter.
Sure, DH. Yeah.
The bigger bases didn't seem to have much of an impact.
I think if you looked at it, stolen bases did go up last year.
But I think that was the pickoff rule more than anything else.
Pickoff rule's a big one.
Once you picked off once, you're kind of done because you can't do the second one because you at least have to keep it in your back pocket.
Because Acuna, I think, had more stolen bases last year than we've seen in a while.
He did a 40-70, which like 40-40 was never happened.
Insane.
He did a 40-70. Did you guys happen to hear what the proposed kickoff rule change that the NFL's messing with?
No.
So, you know, there are no kickoff returns anymore, right?
Correct.
It's just like 90, few, because all these guys can kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Exactly right. So, apparently, they're considering, and like genuinely considering, the idea of adopting the XFL kickoff rule, which is the following. It's a little complicated, so here's what it is.
Okay.
The kicking team will kick off from the 35-yard line. On the other end of the field, on the short end of the field, on the receiving team's end of the field.
Okay.
Okay, they're on the 35-yard line.
Gotcha.
The receiving team is on the 30-yard line. They're only 5 yards apart.
Okay.
Okay? The receiver is on the goal line, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you kick the ball into the end zone, the ball comes out to the 35-yard line. So there's incentive to not kick it into the end zone.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay? There's no long running head start in this
Correct.
Play.
In other words,
they're
it's
right
short.
Next to each other.
Yeah.
It's a 5-yard gap between the kicking team and the receiving team, so you don't get a 50-yard running head start at somebody, and you are incentivized to kick it to the guy so he can return it.
So the kick is just kind of a
It's a little chip shot.
Yeah,
it's just a little chip shot.
Right now, I don't think it would be any worse than what's happening now because we're not seeing any kick returns, but what would be why not just move the kicking team back to its own 20?
Because you still have that long running start. They're trying to eliminate the collisions all the way down the field and bam. Those high speed 40-yard head start collisions. Like basically what you're talking about is you're putting the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands 3 extra times a game. In on a short field with a little bit of traffic. It's weird, but I don't see a ton of downside to it.
Well, it's not any worse than what they're doing now.
Yeah.
You know what that they should do? Try it in the preseason.
Okay.
And then see how we like it. And then if we like it, they can put it in.
Is it under consideration officially?
Yes. So Stephen Jones was talking about it. And at first it was kind of like they thought that they couldn't get enough people on board. I guess you need 26 of the 32 owners to thumbs up.
Wow. You need 24.
Maybe it's 24. Yeah. Okay, 24. And they think that they may get enough people to do it. And I don't know if it would be in a exploratory kind of preseason situation, or you just drop it in? Because once you put it in, you can't pull it out in the middle of the season.
No, you're stuck with it for a year, no matter what.
I kind of dig it.
But you gotta kind of test it.
Why not test it?
You guys remember the original XFL? They did something interesting, but this would not solve your injury problem, but it was pretty fun to watch. To start games, they put the ball on the 50,
mm-hmm.
and both teams put 11 players on their respective goal lines. Somebody blew a whistle, and you just run to the middle of the field, and whoever recovers the ball gets it at the spot they recover it.
Yeah.
So it's a huge...
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, but there were big dog piles and a lot of injuries.
And I think the injury thing is probably real.
Forgive me for generalizing here. I don't think the XFL was all that concerned about collision injuries.
But it's like that one basketball drill where you roll the ball down the court and then you dive at it. Two guys race after it and dive after it. It's kind of like that.
It is. And it's basically the Oklahoma drill, only there's a ball involved and everybody's doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
So when I grew up on the beach in Corona Del Mar, and we used to play beach football in the fall, like twice a week. And the way we determined who got the ball first was we would throw the football into the ocean, and the waves would then take it. And once the guy let go of the ball, every guy, so if it was 10 on 10, all 20 guys into the water, you recover the ball, and you know it's bouncing through the waves, you recover the ball, you get the ball first. And it was fun. But,
it's
like that scene in Top Gun where they're playing the latest Top Gun.
Dogfighting football.
Dogfight football, exactly. Two balls going the different ways.
Offense and defense at the same time.
By the way, there's never been a more apt description of the difference between John and Ireland, John and me. John grew up on the beach. I grew up in a trailer park.
Right.
That is the Mason and Ireland show.
Well, it informs both of your worldviews.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that scene in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Mace, you see everything.
Yeah.
Did you see this Glenn Powell romantic comedy, Anyone But
I did.
You? I read yesterday.
Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
The girl from Euphoria.
Glenn Powell's been on the Culture Pop podcast.
Okay.
On for this.
So it cost him $25 million to make it. And yesterday it passed 200 million.
Worldwide.
Is it good?
Yeah, I think it's really good. You would absolutely love it. It is an old-fashioned romantic comedy. It's just you would love it.
I love all those type of movies. Why aren't people doing those? Emily, have you seen it?
I have not seen it. It's not, honestly, rom-coms aren't typically my thing, and I also don't really like Sydney Sweeney that much. I don't think that she's
SNL this week.
Turn off her mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney is...
She's not going to be fun on SNL. I'm just telling you that.
Oh, you're just outright Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, it's not going to work?
Although you'd be surprised. We know a lot of people that work there. They say sometimes somebody you think is going to be terrible...
Right.
Is like the best example of this was Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They cast her to host SNL as a stunt. And she killed it.
Yeah, she was great.
She was like, every skit was, she made fun of herself.
She brought her whole family.
Yeah, the whole time, she was like making fun of herself for an hour and a half.
But you have to be willing to put yourself out there.
But back to Anyone But You, you are the Anyone But You.
Okay, good.
The first time there's been a romantic comedy successful in a long, you know what that means. There are 30 romantic comedies in development right now.
The question I was going to ask you is, why did they stop making them?
People stopped probably going, right?
They stopped working.
Yeah.
They stopped working. Yeah. Everything's cyclical, right?
They'll keep making them until they don't draw an audience,
and then they'll shift
to whatever is drawing an audience.
Emily says they're doing a sequel.
Not a sequel, but Glenn and Sydney are doing another one. Kind of like, you know, how when two people have a lot of chemistry, they'll be
recasting
more
things. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Sleepless in Seattle and You Got Mail. They did it twice.
Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Didn't they do a couple of them?
Yeah, they did, so, I think, three.
People say nowadays there's no movie stars anymore. Glenn Powell's a movie star.
He is a movie star.
Glenn Powell can sell a movie by being Glenn Powell. And
because he's a great actor or because he's very handsome?
Yes.
I think it's a combo. I mean, all movie star actors, almost all of them, are handsome. So it's both that he gets people in because he is handsome and he's a good actor and he can play a lot of different roles. So he was in Top Gun. He's going to be in Twisters. He is in Anyone But You. He's in another movie.
He is the next big thing.
He can sell movies because he's Glenn Powell.
What's interesting about that dynamic between Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney is he's 36 and she's 24.
Hmm.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
Although he does.
Well, that's a Laker game.
I'm surprised he's 30. I'm surprised he's 36. He looks younger than 36, I think.
If Mace's review had been, you know what, it's kind of a, it stinks. Would you still be like, yeah, it's got Sydney Sweeney. I think I'll check it out.
By the way,
have you met me?
Look, what were we
talking about to start the whole thing?
Not really my flavor, Ireland, but your flavor for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's the flavor that you think he likes?
Well, you were talking about Hallmark. This is like super elevated Hallmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's basically a Shakespeare. So it's a Shakespeare spin, like a modern day version.
Hot girl and
devastatingly handsome guy.
And guy who treats her like crap somehow end up together. You know, it's like.
You're in.
Yeah. 100%.
Sign him up.
Sydney Sweeney, I'm in. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about. See ya.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What you just told me. Well, good for her.
Yeah. Well, I'll fill the audience in when it's done.
I want to know.
I'll fill you in.
It's super private. Yeah. It's cone of silence.
Cone of silence.
Yeah. Yes. It is.
It Friday.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's do a big Friday show. Couldn't be. We had nothing for Morales to lead off the show, and that's okay because I wanted to get right with it. So Pepe Mantilla turns out to be a very wise man. Do you know why?
No.
Because he said the Lakers are a mirror. That's exactly what they were last night. They reflected back exactly what Washington was giving them, and they played down to one of the worst teams in the league. They survived it, but they are a mirror. They play well against the good teams, and they play badly against the bad teams.
All right, here's the good news if you're a Laker fan. Even when they had Shaq and Kobe, they did this. I cannot tell you how many times in the 20-plus years I've been working with the Lakers that we play to the level of the competition, whether it be good or bad.
Yep.
Which is why what happened in the Clipper game on Wednesday night scares everybody. That
right.
LeBron and AD are going to go nuclear, and they can beat
Sicko.
Anybody.
Sicko
They've
mode.
Beaten Oklahoma City twice. They beat the Clippers three times. They beat Boston without LeBron and AD in Boston.
Yep.
Then they lose at home to Brooklyn. Badly.
Yep.
They almost lose at home last night to a team that was on a 12-game losing streak.
Yes.
What's this?
Do you know what it is, Mace?
Yeah.
What?
Brian, tell him.
No.
Tell him exactly
you
what
made
it is.
You made a reference.
Mirrors. It's mirrors.
No, it's close. Sicko mode.
Oh, so this is Sicko mode. Okay, got it. I thought you were going to play Mirrors.
Is there a song called Mirrors?
Oh, yeah. It's a big JT song. I think it's the best JT song there is. So I was
expect, find it.
I didn't expect Sicko.
But
you just like the
expression, yes.
So for me, an announcer, or for most fans who invest 2 hours in a game, you're rarely ever going to see a blowout.
No.
Because the Lakers always play to the level of the competition no matter what it is.
Yes.
I was hearing Travis and Slee talking about how you can't almost lose to who did we play last night?
Washington.
Thank you. I've been to so many games lately. You can't almost lose to Washington. They're the worst team in the league. Yes, you can.
Yes.
They've won 9 games this year.
Right.
Earlier this year, the Spurs snapped a 13-game losing streak against the Lakers.
Right.
They do this all the time. But what you're hoped for, if you're a Laker fan, is you get into the post. They've won 9 out of their last 12 games.
Yes.
What you're hoping for is you get this team into the playoffs when LeBron and AD are going to play 40 to 42 minutes and nobody can handle them. That's what happened last year. Memphis was the 2 seed. Lakers were the 7.
Good matchup.
Lakers win the first game. Austin Reeves goes crazy and Memphis is like, uh-oh.
Yep.
We woke up the sleeping giant. Then Golden State has home court against the Lakers. Lakers go in, they win the first game. They have no answers for AD. And then they ran into that buzzsaw that was Denver.
But yep.
If the Lakers can get in, and right now they're 9th, if they can get in, I think they can make some noise. But I don't like their chances if they're 9th or 10th. I think they got to move up.
They are, test this word, The word that popped into my head was quixotic. Now,
that's a real word. I know that.
It is a real word.
Oh, he always has real
Somehow
words.
Somehow I think it applies to the Lakers.
Extremely idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
That's not a good one for me. Quixotic didn't turn out to be a good word. But I was close. I was in the ballpark.
Try again. Give me another word.
It's they've got to happen organically, Greg. I can't make up words on cue.
You should be. You're professional.
In the end, a win is a win is a win. Whether it's you go to the fourth quarter down 21 and you storm back on the shoulders of LeBron, or you survive Washington in overtime, they've won 9 of 12.
Right. And now here comes Denver, and they may have caught another break.
Yes. Because who's not playing?
In the first half last night, Denver was playing in Denver against Miami.
Yep.
Jamal Murray sprained his ankle and never came back.
Okay.
And now they have to play the Lakers 5:30 tomorrow. So there's a chance Jamal Murray would be out. He kills the Lakers. He averaged 32 a game in the Western Conference Finals last year. And the backup, Reggie Jackson, would have to play.
Right.
So the Lakers may catch a break there. That's what you need. You need to get lucky.
Now, tomorrow, also in this national, it's a nationally televised game,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
LeBron James will surpass 40,000 points for his career, which I think is going to be really exciting and amazing.
Right.
And who would have thought?
First guy ever.
Yeah, first guy ever. Happens
way,
on national TV against the defending champs.
Do you guys think in our lifetime, so we're on the planet,
yep,
somebody else gets to 40,000 points?
I mean, it's so hard.
I do not.
To play for so long.
All right, the one you have to, and you can't get hurt. Like, Durant would have been tracking to be the one to pass LeBron, but he missed two full years.
Yep.
The one guy, well, there's two guys that I think, when you look at their age, you're like, okay. One is Luka, because he averages 30 a game. He's 24. He doesn't get hurt a lot. And the other is Wemby. He just turned 20. So if he plays till he's 39, like
healthy.
LeBron, and stays healthy, I know, you, Craig, for some reason you don't think he's going to stay healthy.
Well, not for his entire career.
Well, you'd be surprised. Skinny guys often do. It's the big, heavy, big guys that get hurt.
It's true. Like Zion, Shaq,
right,
injured a good amount.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yao.
Yao.
But
too much weight on their feet.
Who is the who's the leading scorer aside from LeBron right now, active scorer?
If I had to guess, I'd say Durant, but I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. Bergman, will you look that up?
Well, wait a
I
minute.
Can't seem
okay,
to find
I
it.
I just would Harden have more points than Durant?
Possibly. Points.
It's so weird. I think if I had to guess, Chris Paul might be on the list. I know most of the top 10.
You want the actives?
Is retired.
Yeah, the actives.
So Kevin Durant is ninth.
Okay.
Is he the closest one to
yes,
LeBron?
Yes, it goes LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Jordan, Nowitzki, Chamberlain, Shaq, Durant.
Now, how many does Durant have?
I don't know if anybody else, Greg, in the top 20 is active.
I will see. Durant has 28,342 points. He's not going to get the 40.
Never.
Active in the top 20.
I would say all these guys.
They are all retired.
All right, now
Harden is 22.
Yeah. And then maybe
Westbrook is 25.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about it.
Steph is probably coming, but
31.
He's old.
He's
Steph's 31.
Nobody at the age of 39 is – I can't imagine anybody ever doing what LeBron is doing, playing at the level he's playing at the age of 39. That longevity is – it's funny – Bill Plachke, who we joke about all the time. Bill, I ran into a while ago. He said, "You guys are still on the air?" Yep. "You still writing?" Yep. And he said,
"Can't,
you know,
get rid of either one of us."
Longevity is very underrated. Longevity is difficult in the NBA. There are injuries. There are, you know, guys wear down. I mean, for LeBron to be where he is physically right now and performing at the level he is, I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Well, to back up your point, two things. The most points anyone's ever averaged in year 21 before this year was Vince Carter, 8 points a game. LeBron averages 26, okay? Secondly, LeBron in year 21 has scored more points than if you took everyone else in year 21 in the history of the NBA and combined them.
Yes.
So take Dirk.
Okay.
You know, take Vince Carter.
Right,
take all those guys.
And add them all up.
Add all their points up. LeBron scored more than so. Yeah. What we're seeing, and you mentioned what we'll see tomorrow will be more history. What we're seeing has just never been done before. My guess is we all leave the earth.
Me
when
too.
LeBron is the all-time scorer.
Me too.
Leader.
I don't think there's any question.
I got one more thing about the all-time leading scorers.
Kay.
So after Steph Curry being active, you'll never get who the next person is. He's 35th above Chris Paul. He's active. He's active, playing still. He's been on two, three teams that I can think of. I might be missing one, but I think it's just three.
Okay. Wait, three? Because I was going to guess...
Active
I was going to guess Dame, but
no,
Dame's only
Dame.
Been two. Is so, Dame in the top 50?
Top 50, he is...
You said the guy we're trying to think of is 35?
He's number 35 on the list. Don't look it up. Dame is not... Yeah, Dame is 45.
45. Okay, so this is...
This is a guy who's
right,
been
so
on three teams.
Dame is one strike.
And what's his approximate age?
He's probably around
34, 35.
33,
okay.
34.
All right.
Who is that?
Been on three
Who
teams.
And you
that?
Mentioned it's not Chris Paul.
He's been on two Eastern Conference team, one Western Conference team. It's not Chris Paul.
Not Chris Paul.
It can't be Kawhi. He's missed too many games.
I'll give you a hint. He went to a college in California.
So
a local, college.
Could be.
DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan is the answer.
There you go.
Yeah,
35.
Yeah, every year he just scores a bunch of points.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I was going to say when he said that, the two names that popped in my head were DeRozan and Kevin Love, but Kevin Love missed a lot of time,
too.
Yeah,
he has. Yeah, yes.
Did you ever have thought of DeMar DeRozan?
No, especially when he's all time. He's a great player,
all
king
time?
Of the mid-range, but you know he's not getting threes necessarily as much
he's
as he's getting mid-range jump shots.
Year, yeah.
His last couple of years, he's been much more active behind the three-point line.
Yeah. So, so tomorrow what we'll see is history. Now, my question for you is, John, play-by-play guy, do you have in your head what you're going to say?
No. And that is not like when he passed Kareem.
It's still significant. It's not like passing Kareem, but it's still significant.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make a big deal out
of it. It's the first time, first and last time it's ever going to happen.
Passing Kareem was... I mean, that's the call they'll play.
Of course, of course.
20 years from now. They won't play this even a year from
now. But you're not going to load up on a call?
No.
You're not going to jot down some notes?
I always think that when you do that, it comes out very contrived. It comes out very Jim Nancy.
It sure does.
Jim Nancy. There's a wizard in the stands and Westwood on the floor. I'm like, what? No, if you write it down, you tend to get burned.
Yeah. All right, so it's Friday, and I'm going to have a moment of honesty here at CLA County Department of Mental Health Mindful Minute. And these guys around here know, but it's so weird. This was such a great week, right? We got inducted into the LA California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And I've talked about this, I am 25 years ago diagnosed bipolar 1. Sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. Everything was great. I felt depressed all week. I was really down on myself. And that happens. And it can happen because you're overloaded at work. You're not getting along with your boss. You're not getting along with your wife or your husband. You're struggling there.
What's weird, though, about this is that none of those things were true about you, which I think is the hardest thing to understand about mental health. I used to play basketball with a guy, and we got hot one game and ran the table.
Yep.
And we were picking and rolling, and he was making everything. And at the end of the game, he said, I got to sit out. I go, why? He goes, I'm just going through some depressing stuff. And I went, I don't get it. And he goes, I know you don't.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to explain,
right? Exactly. And that's why I always say find a support system. I am really lucky. Juan is my rock. He is always there for me. I love him. And he is the central focus of my life. And I can talk to him about this stuff. You can hopefully talk to your wife or husband. Or
you
maybe,
know what's so interesting about this? I'm sorry to hijack
please.
Spot, but it's all what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know who Rex Chapman is, right?
Yes.
He came out with an autobiography this week.
Yeah.
And he, like you, has...
I watched him on NBC, I think, last
CBS,
night.
CBS, with my friend Dana. Yeah. And what Chapman said, somebody said, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because the number one thing, it's so funny you bring this up. the number one thing I would tell somebody is talk to someone, talk to anyone.
Yes.
Just say it out loud to someone else, which is the point you're trying to make.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if for some reason you feel like you don't have that, I encourage you to do that, whether it's you know, somebody in your family or somebody at work or a dear friend, or you have a counselor or a psychiatrist or a psychologist, do all that stuff. And if you don't, there are free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling services available to you 24/7 from the LA County Department of Mental Health. So if you don't have somebody to talk to, here's a phone line, 800-854-7771. 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. That's dmh.lacounty.gov. Hope, recovery, and well-being with the LA County Department of Mental Health. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There it is. Now, you know this song. This is my favorite JT song.
Is this Mirrors?
Oh. I just sing the uh-ohs. Oh. You know this song.
I don't think I do.
Get out of here.
I don't own it.
Like one of his biggest songs, is it? Bergman, isn't it?
It's a pretty big song.
It's
it was
a, big song.
A few years ago. Yeah.
I mean, I would say it's right up there. It's certainly top five JT song, I would think. Brian, don't you think?
I don't know. I actually haven't heard this in a long time.
It was really big when it came out.
Yeah, it was very big. Lakers are like a mirror.
That is true.
Yes. Last night they played to the level of their competition. They did survive, which is the most important thing. So, John, for a long time, Charles Barkley has said no social media for him.
Yeah, I've always been jealous of him. I heard he finally broke down.
He broke down. Here is a little bit of what he said.
Are you on Instagram, sir?
Chuck is on Instagram, everybody.
Are you officially on Instagram?
I'm trying out social media. It's for business purposes.
What's the name of you?
Yeah, what's your handle, the name that you go by?
Charles W. Barkley.
W.
So at Charles W. Barkley.
Yes.
So you're going to be sliding in people's DMs?
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean? You're going to be sliding in people's DMs.
What's the W for?
Wait, fool.
Okay, got it.
You got to teach me how to slide.
No, we ain't teaching you how to slide in no DMs.
You learning how to slide in the DMs would be the worst possible.
That is the worst possible thing you could ever do in your position.
No.
Don't slide in nothing.
Okay.
You never slide.
Can we ask what you think sliding in the DMs means?
Well, you try to give somebody a message.
Yeah. Pretty good. That's pretty good. Give it up.
Not wrong.
Sign the DMs.
All right, Chuck, how do you add something to your story?
I've never used it. I got
who's doing the posting? I've seen posts now.
Montel and Eleanor.
But you tell them what to post.
You got somebody post for you? Hell, no, it ain't real.
That ain't real.
That's kind of true.
It is.
Like, I always assume Magic Johnson never posts his own tweets.
But I think what he does is say something really nice about the Lakers, and then somebody writes, the Lakers are the best team when they are, you know, blah. That's the way Magic tweets, I think. Now, what's interesting about Charles is he's using it. If you go to his Instagram page, he's using it to post on a liquor that he just invested in.
So, like he said, business purposes.
Business purposes. There's nothing personal.
Right.
It's just like, buy my liquor. I don't even know what liquor. You're nobody unless you got a liquor in this town, right? That's basically it. Everybody's got a bottle of something.
For example, my buddy James Worthy is on social media on many fronts. He's on Instagram. He's on Twitter. But his daughters primarily run those accounts, mm-hmm. and what they do is they do it to get him branding opportunities. For example, like right in the middle of the week, Worthy will say, if you need a corporate speaker for your event, I'm available. Here's how to reach me. And it's actually his daughter's address.
Oh, is that right?
So they'll line up speaking gigs for him. Or he'll say, I'm on Cameo for $150 if you need a message, and then his Cameo will spike.
Right.
So he uses it for business purposes and does really well.
So I've got somebody that does, I have somebody that posts for me when it comes to the podcast. Nothing else. Everything else is me. But for the podcast, I have somebody posting. I don't think I've ever slid into anyone's DMs, and I rarely get slid into. Now, you don't spend a lot of time on there.
No, and my DMs aren't open.
My DMs are always open, and I'm disappointed that more people don't slide into them. Like, they're wide open. Slide. Let's see you slide. Bergman, do you ever slide into DMs?
I will never slide in some. Well, I have in the past.
Uh-huh.
But I don't anymore.
How'd it go?
It went well for a little bit.
So there you go. So it was worth sliding.
It was sliding at the time, and now I don't do it anymore, and I don't get any.
What about anybody slide into yours?
No,
never. So, corporate Greg,
no,
huh?
No, of course not. No.
Before I had my iSpot Active shirt,
yes.
I used to go to a lot of cryo places, and one of the girls that worked at the cryo places, cute young girl, one time I took my mom in there because my mom screwed up her shoulder, and I said, well, let's go try cryo, see if it helps.
Right.
And we walked in, and the girl was sitting behind the counter, and she was talking to this guy. And mm-hmm. She goes, hey, John, this is my boyfriend, Chris. And my mom goes, oh, hi, Chris. Nice to meet you. How'd you guys meet? And Grace, the girl, goes, looks at my mom and looks at me. She goes, we met at church. And
that's nice.
And my mom goes, oh, that's great. I'm glad that still happens. And they take my mom back, and mm-hmm. Grace comes back, and she looks at me and rolls her eyes and goes, slid into my DM.
It's always good to say you met at church.
Right.
What about you, Bride? You ever slide into anybody's DMs?
Slid into my fiance's DMs, so it
get
worked out.
But oh, you yeah. knew each other,
I already
right?
knew her, yes. Yeah. So it was a little different. Like, we knew who each other were. Kind
but
of
you deal. Slid into the DMs of someone you knew. Does that even qualify as sliding if you actually know the person you're sliding into? I don't know if it does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't disqualify
I guess
the DM.
It is a slide,
yeah,
no matter
what. I still took my shot, kind
yeah.
of. Deal,
are you know? Your DM, now, my DMs are open, so hopefully somebody will slide in. Not that anything's going to happen, but I just would be complimented if somebody would actually take the time to slide.
Yeah, people that are in my DMs are all people asking me for something.
Juan would be so mad at you.
For?
If someone slid into your DMs?
Yeah, but as long as you don't do anything with it, it's fine.
Right, you can flirt, you just can't act on
I'm
the
not,
flirt.
Oh, no, he can't even flirt.
I'm
no
even
way.
Flirt. I'm not even going to flirt. Yeah, yeah. You just slide in, I'll. That's it.
If someone slid into your DMs, John, would you flirt?
Yeah, but I would talk about Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean
then that's not flirting.
That's not flirting.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean right. I
it's like the opposite.
The moment
of flirting.
You mention your wife,
right.
Yeah.
The flirting
the
is canceled.
Flirting goes away.
Yeah, flirting
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so then I guess that's a no.
Yeah,
I
mean, that is yeah. no. Yeah, it's probably best to steer her away from sliding. I'm still learning, by the way, Charles, I'm still learning the stories feature. Like Bergman, I've started to do some stories on my Instagram. Have you seen them?
I've seen some of them. I try not to look at them.
Why?
Too often.
What's wrong with them?
Cuz they're silly.
Yeah, well, there's
like you talking. Hey, it's Mace. I'm walking down the street. Look at that. I'm passing the Kobe statue.
So what are the stories supposed to be?
I mean, just things that are. It's I don't know. You don't really talk into them.
You don't talk into stories. Oh, I'll quit talking into the stories then. What about the TikTok? Do you talk into TikTok?
I think
people do. People do like lectures and stuff on
yeah,
TikTok.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, okay.
So all it doesn't right. matter what I say. Yeah, it's what
you're
you
right.
want it to
well,
be.
Well, it's like everything else. It so doesn't matter what Greg says.
Absolutely not. I'm just going to make fun of you for it because now, it's silly.
Make fun relentlessly. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, this this wheel of questions contains some audio. I need to explain it. So last week they had the ACC Swimming Championships.
Okay.
And there was a kid named Owen Lloyd, swims for NC State.
Got it.
Who won the 1650 freestyle event and was so excited that he won. He hit the wall. Then he jumped up on the rope. You know, the lane
yeah,
rope?
Yeah, sure, the lane rope, yeah.
And threw his hands up in the air like, I did it. And the people at the event said, you're disqualified. You cannot jump on a rope or go into anybody else's lane.
Yes.
Even though his race was over. And so this guy was obviously devastated.
Yeah.
But then something weird happened. They awarded the win to a guy named Ross Dent,
okay,
who finished second because, but now they're saying, you win, you're the champion.
Right.
Because the first place winner is disqualified. But Ross Dent, they go to interview him after the race, and he doesn't want it. Here's what Ross Dent said.
I think that's the dumbest rule in swimming. Owen beat me fair and square. He should be on that toe of the podium. He was excited. That's a huge win for him, right? He earned that. He earned that, and that's his emotion, right? That's what we get in the sport of swimming when we do well. We train all year for a moment like that, and to have him disqualified, I think, is the dumbest thing ever.
Do you mind?
He works so hard every day. He is going to be on that number one trophy. I am not going to stand up there.
Ross, do you mind if I ask you what rule did he break? We haven't even heard of up here.
Whenever you win, you're not allowed. Well, the other teams, or excuse me, the other swimmers are still swimming. You have to stay in your own lane. You're not allowed to jump or cross over the lane line into someone's lane. And in this celebration, which he earned, he came over to my lane.
Oh my God.
No, he earned that fair and square. He will be getting that medal.
All right, Greg. So here's the question: we're all swimming in the Olympics. Let's raise the stakes. Okay.
Yep.
I'm swimming for Ireland. Mason's swimming for Poland. Brian's swimming for the United States. You're swimming for Israel.
Okay, great.
I win, okay?
Yeah.
I jump up on your rope lane. You cut, touch the wall, finish second. They say, Ireland, you're disqualified for going into Bergman's lane. Bergman, you are the winner. Do you accept the victory and take it, or do you do what this guy did?
Israel, this is for you.
You're not having it. You're taking it?
Yeah, I'm taking it. It's for Israel. Come on now.
Brian?
I'd like to think I would do the same thing that Ross Dent here did, but, you know, if it's the Olympics and they're handing you that gold, it's going to be hard to say
well,
no.
Well, the reason I use the Olympics is because nothing is more sacred to Mace than the Olympics.
Yes.
He loves the Olympics. So it's me against you.
Yep.
It's Ireland against
Poland.
Mishonsky.
Yeah.
Ireland against Poland. I hit the wall.
Yep.
I
then
win.
You jump over.
Then I jump on your rope. You come in second.
Yep.
And some suit comes over and goes, Ireland, you're disqualified. Mason, you're the winner.
Yep.
Do you accept the win?
John, what do I like? What am I in this business for? What do I love more than anything?
Awards.
Thank you for the gold medal.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You guys
thank
would
you
all
for
do
the
that?
Gold medal. Poland may have never won a gold medal in the Olympics before.
You didn't win this one.
Israel doesn't win anything in swimming. What are you talking about here?
But you didn't win.
I did.
No, if the rules are broken,
the rules are broken.
Sorry.
You are
rules
not
are rules.
Allowed in my lane.
Take
you
a step down to
lane.
That silver part of it.
Yeah. No, he's disqualified. He's out.
He was DQ'd. He didn't even get anything?
Nothing.
Correct.
Oh.
Nothing.
And I will say, though,
you win nothing.
Ross, they were teammates.
You lose.
So he celebrated in his teammate's lane.
Okay,
with
well, that makes a difference, too, if it's his teammate.
Oh, so Ross didn't
you
swim
lose.
Right. Straight day two.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
They finished 1-2
at
the school.
That gives a little more
that means,
context.
Yeah, I would say that's my buddy. He swam. He really
but
won. I give him
on
the
second
yeah.
thought, though, if we were like,
if it's like America,
if
America,
Mason
America.
And I were, Mason and I did have a swim competition. If they DQ'd me for something, Mason would take that win easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take that.
I'd
take
so
that.
Would I.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Ross Dent went, that idiot gave it to me. I'll take it.
I think you raised the stakes to the Olympics and
it changes.
It's different than winning the ACC.
just a little bit.
Winning the ACC, winning the Olympic gold medal, there's a big leap there.
If we're in the
Pac-12
championship.
I thought this guy, Ross Dent, came off great in that story.
Oh, no, he comes off really good. He's missing a trophy. But
he's right. If it's the Pac-12 championship and it was all four of us, it'd be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Right,
you're the Pac-12 champion.
All right, let me change subjects on you guys. Okay. I'm going to throw another dilemma at you.
Yep.
Since it's
is
an
it about
F
the Pac-2?
F it Friday.
The Pac-2.
I'm so mad. You know, very quietly, that Pac-12 commissioner got fired over the All-Star break.
Well, who is he commissioning?
Yeah.
Two teams.
You can't just commission Oregon State and Washington State.
But they brought somebody
else
in. They
don't need a commissioner.
They
have
a commissioner.
They did. They hired some woman to be the commissioner.
Yep. Well, what's she going to do? It's just basically...
She's going to visit Pullman and Corvallis a lot.
Repeatedly, apparently.
All right, so Mace, who's the most famous person you've ever had on the Culture Pop podcast? The biggest get?
I would say because he's in the news. I mean, all these comics, Richard Lewis, Stephen Wright,
right.
Glenn Powell is right
okay.
up there.
Okay, Glenn Powell's a good one for this. Let's say, like when you and I went to Craig's.
Yes.
We're at Craig's.
Uh-huh.
And you look over.
Yep.
And I say, hey, Mace, there's Glenn Powell.
Mm-hmm.
You had him on your podcast.
Yes.
You should go say hello.
Yeah.
Would you?
If I had the podcast angle, I probably would.
Okay.
I'd say, Glenn, great to meet you. You were on my podcast. You were great. Okay. Congratulations on anyone but you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it sounds wrong, but it is the name of the movie.
So this exact scenario happened to Adam Sandler. Okay. He'll explain it, but he goes to a restaurant and he looks over and he's met Paul McCartney because McCartney's been on SNL
right
a few times. And his friends say to him, like I just said to you, hey, you've met McCartney. You should go say hello. But Sandler didn't know what to do. Here he is on Conan O'Brien's podcast this week explaining how this all went down.
McCartney was at a restaurant the other night, and it's actually my friend's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew he was coming. I was with my wife and her friends and my friends, and they were like, you've met McCartney, go say hello. I said, yeah, absolutely. And I got up, I saw a side shot of his head. He was eating. And I was like, hey, come on, man, just say hello. And then I saw Ringo was at the table too. And he looked up and I went, I can't f-ing handle it. And I just kept going.
All right. So he couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. And he's Adam Sandler.
Right.
McCartney knows who he is.
Right. I'm actually, Greg, what would you?
Well, I know what you would do because I saw it in person.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
I hate bothering famous people.
He would not do it.
I absolutely hate it.
I mean, you're not the same level. McCartney and Sandler are not the same level, but Sandler's pretty close.
Sandler's a big deal.
So to be able to walk up to
McCartney.
Who's
the most famous person you've ever spoken to in person? You talked to Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson, yeah. That's
so if you walked in, you saw Jack Nicholson sitting at a table, would you approach him?
Nope.
Brian, who's the most famous person you've ever spoken to?
I don't know. Maybe Tony Gwynn Jr.
All right. So if you saw him, would you say, hey, Tony, Brian, we've met a few times. Just wanted to say hi. Or would you just let him eat?
Probably let him eat. A little too scared to do. Yeah.
If they've been on the podcast, it's different. Like, for example, when I did a celebrity poker tournament, Kevin Pollak actually came to me and said, hey, I was on your podcast. I was like, well, I was very complimented by that. That was very nice.
That he remembered it.
But if you've got that angle, you can play. I don't see why you don't play it. I also heard, by the way, in that same interview that, you know what person made him the most nervous that he ever met?
Who?
Taylor Swift. He says it's because all of his kids love Taylor Swift and he didn't want to screw it up for them. But that's, I mean, now you are okay when people approach you in a restaurant.
Yeah, people can approach me all they want. I would never approach them. You remember?
You didn't approach Kate Beckinsale when we were both at Craig's. Yeah.
And I've met her. Gunnar Peterson, who was our head of our training for a couple of years, trains her. He's her personal trainer.
Yes.
And he knew I was obsessed with Kate Beckinsale. So at a game, he introduced me to her and she was super nice.
Yeah.
And Lisa's met her. Lisa and her had the same doctor, and they were at a fundraiser for the doctor. So Lisa, I've told you the story. Lisa took a picture with Kate Beckinsale. And then sent it to me and said, just think, honey, you can sleep with one of these women whenever you want. I thought that was kind
of
mean.
Oh, that is. As a matter of fact. Yeah.
I don't like bothering people. People can bother me, but it's weird. I don't like bothering other famous people.
I'm trying to think if I've ever actually done it.
And the worst is when I walk up to somebody who I don't think they'll remember me, and then they'll look at me like I'm crazy. Like I walk up to Lasorda, I'd go, hey, Tommy, John Ireland, good to see you. He goes, John, I've met you 25 times. You don't have to introduce yourself.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
I still do it.
Yeah, no, it's still the polite thing.
I'm used to them not knowing who, they meet 100 people a day.
Right.
You know?
The bottom line is, if you ever see us anywhere, feel free.
Yeah,
bother away.
Yeah, well, you can bother us, but if you're famous, we probably won't bother you.
You actually,
unless you're Glenn Powell.
I actually feel proud of myself when I get bothered. Like that, somebody knows who I am.
Don't you know who I am?
All right, coming up next, we're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. It's Friday. That means anything goes. Ask us whatever. Lakers last night barely survived against Washington at Crypto. LeBron's going to pass 40,000 points tomorrow night. There's all kinds of Dodgers in spring training now. Shohei got married. All this. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Maybe it's the most famous person that you ever did walk up to
right
and talk to. 877-710-ESPN. After that, John, Eating in Bed is back and better than ever. It's coming up.
Oh, God.
Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. If you heard me earlier talking about how I used to go to cryotherapy all the time, I would go into one of those cryo places. I'd drop $75. I'd go in there for 3 minutes, and it would make me feel better. It gets rid of all your soreness. But now, iSpot Active has developed wearable cryotherapy. You got to go to this website, iSpotActive.com. ICEBODActive.com. You'll see on that website Hall of Famer James Worthy. You'll see a doctor, both giving testimonials. It'll answer any questions you have. And here's the best part. If you buy anything off the iSpot Active website, they're wearable cryotherapy. These are compression shirts and pants with slots in them where you slide in these ice cold gel packs and you just leave them on for 20 minutes. And if you're like me, your soreness is going to feel much, much better. If you go to that website, it'll answer any questions you have. And here's the two things that I think make it a no-brainer. Number one, always free shipping. Number two, 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you go to iSpot Active and you buy something and you try it and for whatever reason it doesn't work for you, you can always send it back and get a full refund. But you won't. I've been using this for 3-4 months. Mason's been using this for a couple of weeks.
Great for my shoulder.
So use iSpot Active. Get these compression shirts and pants, particularly if you play pickleball, golf, tennis, soccer, basketball. If you're older like me and you want to stay active, this thing is a game changer. Check it out today. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.